Are you sure that you don't mind holding that umbrella? You look like you're mostly attempting to keep me dry. Are you? Oh, that's how it's working out. That is mighty convenient. I wanted to thank you for walking me home. I know that with the rain, this is certainly less than ideal, but I do really appreciate the company. So, you're just walking with me because I didn't have an umbrella? No? Then why are you walking with me? I liked talking to you too. I went in there expecting to spend maybe 30 minutes at the most, and instead I spent, let's see, I spent 4 hours talking to you. I'm sure the workers were sick of us by the time we left. I say that because you kept making me laugh, and I have such a loud, obnoxious laugh when I find something really funny. Well, that and the fact that you kept making me snort. My snort is cute. That's a new one. I just mean that not everyone finds it to be cute. I once dated someone who called me babe all the time because he thought of me as his little piggy. Yeah, I know. Not exactly a cute pet name. But it's nice to know that at least one person finds it to be cute. Can I ask you something? So, I'm certain that you had plenty of places you could have gone to instead of hanging out with me, but I accepted it. However, I do have to wonder why you're continuing to speak to me. I mean, do you really mean that? Like, do you actually like talking with me, or are you just saying that because you're currently walking me back to my apartment and, well, anything could happen? I'm sensing a but to follow that statement. You have an answer, but. Okay, I may not like it, but I'd rather you tell me that now. What do you mean you drove to the coffee shop? Wait. So you drove to the coffee shop. Okay. Then why did you bother offering to walk with me, or, I mean, at least offering me a ride? Yeah, honestly. What? Wait. You wanted more time with me, so you instead chose to walk with me rather than drive me home. Okay, color me impressed, I suppose. I didn't necessarily take you for the type that would do something like that. I mean, I don't know. You're kind of quiet. Talking naturally, at least the way that we did, took some time. About several attempts, actually. And that sounds almost romantic, like something you'd see in a classic romance movie. Well, I mean, I consider it to be just a little bit romantic. I guess it's the surroundings, though. Like, they're playing a part in all of this, but yeah, a little bit romantic. What I mean is that. So, the rain is a nuisance, but overall, it's not too bad. For sharing an umbrella that looks like it's about to fall apart, but you're attempting to do everything you can to keep me dry, including getting yourself wet, and then there's the sidewalk. Yes, the sidewalk is romantic. Okay, just imagine this, okay? So, look at the surroundings, and imagine that there's some song by, like, the Cranberries or a Nat King Cole song playing, okay? The rain is softly heard in the distance, and your gaze falls from the streets, which are covered in stoplights and car lights, just lighting up the streets for us while the sun's setting. It feels intimate. Yeah, I do see all of that beautiful scenario in something as simple as that. I know that it's probably silly, maybe even a bit creepy to see things that way, but I like finding the beauty in things that seem simple. Oh, you're glad. Okay, why are you glad? Because you get to experience this with me. Okay, careful. Yeah, careful. You're starting to make this sound even more like some kind of meet cute. Yeah, meet cute. You know, like how in a romantic movie, like specifically romantic comedies where two people seem to meet in a cute way and everything kind of just gets better and better. Oh, you want an example? Okay, well, okay, I usually use this one that was actually mentioned in The Holiday. Yeah, it's a Christmas movie, one of my favorites, actually, but that's besides the point. The example is this, okay, so consider two lead characters in the movie. They're both shopping for something to sleep in. They both go to the men's section, and she's looking for a shirt while he's looking for pants. And they both go up to the salesman and they ask at the same time. That's a meet cute. Okay, so consider this one then. So, two strangers both enter a coffee shop at the same time. They get in line and they keep exchanging glances at one another, maybe a smile here and there. They order their drinks and then they wait. But then both of their names are called at the same time. They then approach the counter, getting the other's drink. And then the silly girl sits down too focused on what she's reading to realize, hey, maybe I have the wrong drink. But then the guy notices. And then he approaches said girl, immediately noticing that she's reading a book about one of his favorite movies, making him stay and keep talking to her. That's a meet cute. Sure, what is it? Wait. No. Wait. You've never actually seen the movie? Why in the world would you lie about something as mundane as that? You did that just to talk to me. Okay, well, at least you're consistent. Oh no, that makes sense now. It makes sense why you had so little to add while I just kept rambling away about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like, you just kept nodding and drinking. I thought you were too nervous, which I sympathize with, because, you know, I can also be really shy. You were? Why were you possibly nervous? I'm beautiful. Wow, okay, that's certainly to the point. Okay, let me ask you something then. Were you hoping for something like this? Because I think you could have just as easily driven me home. I mean, if we had a good dialogue going between the two of us like we do now, we might have even stayed in your car for a bit, especially if the rain started up again. And what then? Like, what happens if the rain really does start up again? You'll just walk back. Just like that. Really? Okay, well, you see, I see it playing out just a little bit differently. Okay, so imagine the rain gets really bad again, and I have no choice but to invite you up to my apartment until it calms down. Maybe share another drink or two? Yes, without hesitation. I don't know if I've made this clear, but I like romance movies. But, okay, here's the funny part, though. I am a bit cynical when it comes to the overall subject of love and how it leads to it, all that jazz. But we also spent hours talking, and now we're talking some more, and I think it's safe to say that I like you quite a bit. Absolutely, I do. I mean, usually when I'm around attractive men, especially the type I usually attract, I always feel butterflies, which I realize I shouldn't be feeling anxious, and that it's in itself a whole other issue. But mostly, we sat down for hours, and I felt calm, like I felt comfortable. That doesn't usually happen. Plus, if I'm being honest, I kinda had a crush on you since you brought up one of your favorite songs. when you mentioned La Vie en Rose, it just captured my attention and I started looking for anything else that we might have in common. Yes, that has been my favorite song since I was a kid. I would listen to Louis Armstrong's version of it nearly every morning, and I still do to this day. Well, what's your favorite song then, if that's your second? Or, like, I have to know what tops it. Vienna. Like, by Billy Joel? Okay, yeah, that song is great. It's a great song. Definitely one that doesn't get as much love as it deserves. I like people with decent taste in music. I like you too. You know, your arm must be getting tired. I think that umbrella is at the end of its life. Well, as long as it's had a good life. Besides, I don't mind the rain. I don't mind getting wet from it. Yeah, I might get cold, but I'm sure you would find a way to keep me warm, right? You're doing it again. You're looking at me all funny, like how you looked at me when I was going on about Renaissance art. No. You don't look funny, shush. It's just a silly look. Yeah, like that. What is it? Like, do I have something on my face? No. O okay, what is it then? You have to stop just saying I'm beautiful. I mean, thank you, but you have to stop telling me that. Two is plenty. Oh, two isn't enough? How many times do you plan to call me beautiful tonight then? 27. That is oddly specific. Oh no. You don't have to go up. 27 is fine. No, 30 is too much. Damn it! You made me do it again. Quit making me snort. You know what? Fine. Like it, like away. Okay. I think my cheeks hurt from smiling again. Yes, again. Oh, what? Come here? Why do you want me to come there? Fine. Come here, what? You. You want to kiss me? You know, I don't think anyone's ever asked if they could kiss me before. Never. But, yeah, you can kiss me. Okay. I'm not blushing, shush. I wasn't expecting that kiss to be that good, but damn. Damn. Don't laugh at me. I'm all flabbergasted. Yes, I'm all flabbergasted. You know, just FYI, you don't have to ask if you want to kiss me. No, you don't. What are you? No, put me down. Put me down. I'm not stunned. Well, I mean, just a little bit. Is there music playing or something? I'm not having a stroke, am I? Because I swear I heard music when we kissed. Oh my god. Okay. Goodness. You must think I'm a complete dork. Of course it's coming from the bar. Why would I think otherwise? No, don't mind me. I'm just gonna go die now. Yep, right there, right in the gutter. Are you just gonna go around kissing me whenever you want now? I mean, maybe is alright. It is a nice song. What? Do I want to dance? You're joking, right? Like, you're not actually asking me to dance, are you? Oh, wait, you're being serious. Like, right here on the sidewalk? What if people stare? Let them? Sure, just stare away at the two goofballs dancing. You know, yeah, sure. I would love to dance with you. I'm not nervous. Well, I mean, I'm not that nervous. Just imagine it's Love You and Rose. What are we slow dancing then? I haven't slow danced since prom. Oh, you'll guide me. Well, lucky for me then. You know, I find it really cute that you're actually humming the song. Oh no, gosh, you're dipping me. Oh gosh, thank you for not dropping me. I don't know, I've never been dipped before. I was worried you'd drop me. People are staring. You know, I thought that I would be uncomfortable. But I don't really care what they think. I just see you. Can I ask you something? Do you want to have dinner with me tomorrow night? I mean, I understand if you already have plans, but I'm having such a great time, I thought I'd ask anyway. Oh, you were gonna ask me. Is that a yes then? Good. Oh boy. No. I don't need to be home soon at all. My evening is completely free. Why? What do you have in mind?